5 o'clock news is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House rejecting claims by Israel's prime minister that the U.S. is withholding weapons, saying the U.S. is doing more than any other country to help Israel defend against Hamas and threats in the region. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
Netanyahu now saying, I am ready to suffer personal attacks, provided that Israel receives from the U.S. the ammunition it needs in the war for its existence. This is his argument. He's saying Israel is in this existential fight, but that comment is typical. Netanyahu is a combative politician, but his critics in Israel say right now, this spat with the U.S. is against Israel's strategic interests.
Biden officials announcing Ukraine is at the top of the list now for deliveries to defend against Russian attacks, but says those changes will not impact deliveries to Taiwan or Israel. States from the Midwest to the East Coast locked in a heat wave this week as temperatures in the 90s feel more like triple digits, even in parts of New England not used to excessive heat. They're opening cooling centers there. This is ABC News. In Arkansas, the search for a suspected killer ended in Conway County today. Sheriff officials confirming that they captured suspect Stacy Drake as he was hiding. He's accused of killing two people in Oklahoma this week and leading police on a multi-state manhunt. He's also facing charges of carjacking and robbery. Attention shoppers, artificial intelligence is coming to a Target store near you.
Store Companion is a new app that Target employees can download onto their work devices. It's a chatbot that aims to answer common questions like, how do I sign a customer up for a loyalty card? Or how do I restart the cash register when the power goes out? Target says it's using generative AI to do this, a technology that's been under scrutiny for providing inaccurate and unusual answers. The retailer is testing the technology in 400 stores. They plan to roll it out more broadly in the coming weeks. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Amazon, Walmart, and others have also launched their chatbots. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Cloudy with scattered showers possible during the overnight tonight, and with a low of 65. Cloudy tomorrow with periods of heavy rain and a few thunderstorms. Soaking amounts near 1 inch are possible with a high of 85. And rain and storms continue tomorrow night with a low of 70. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour. And it is raining in Richland Center, and our current temperature is 70 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Work on the new bridge that connects Crawford County, Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa is on hold due to high water. The Mississippi River is in action stage, according to the National Weather Service, leaving the construction site for the new bridge underwater. The 93-year-old existing bridge, which was closed earlier this year due to structural issues, remains open. A live video feed of the bridge construction run by the Iowa DOT shows construction materials underwater. The river is expected to crest near the end of the month. A pair of Republican candidates toured a farm in La Crosse County Wednesday. Representative Derek Van Orden and Senate candidate Eric Hovde, who is challenging Democrat Tammy Baldwin this fall, were at Morningstar Dairy near Onalaska to talk about agriculture policy, including the Farm Bill. Both candidates said they heard about the burdens of environmental regulation on farming efforts. The farm has hosted other prominent Republicans, including a visit by former Vice President Mike Pence in 2020. Governor Tony Evers joined company officials and local leaders Tuesday to celebrate the expansion of the PPD clinical research business of Thermo Fisher Scientific Incorporated, the world leader in serving science, at its Good Manufacturing Practices Lab in Middleton, reflecting a $58 million investment that will create hundreds of new jobs. The new 72,500-square-foot building increases the site's chemistry, manufacturing, and control analytical capabilities as part of its clinical development and laboratory services that are focused on improving health by helping customers deliver life-changing medicines. The company expects the expansion will add approximately 350 scientists and laboratory support professionals to the almost 2,300 employees working across the company's research campus in the region. The Evers administration, through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, is supporting the project by authorizing up to $2.15 million in performance-based business development tax credits through September 2026. The actual amount of tax credits Thermo Fisher Scientific will receive is contingent upon the number of jobs created and the amount of capital investment during that period. Last year, the U.S. Economic Development Administration designated Wisconsin as a regional tech hub on the basis of the state's leadership in the field of biohealth, biotechnology, and personalized medicine. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. The Vernon County Opioid Prevention and Abatement Steering Committee has announced a second round of grant awards to two organizations in the amount of $25,000 each. The first grant was awarded to Next Steps for Change Incorporated to implement peer support programming for individuals with substance abuse disorders at the Vernon County Jail, to train community members as recovery coaches, and to distribute Narcan. The second grant was awarded to the Knutson Memorial Library to offer certified peer specialist trainings that will help support treatment and recovery efforts currently underway and to expand the network of service providers and mental health programming at the county and regional levels. This grant program is funded through the National Opioid Settlement for the Abatement, Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery of Opioid Drug Use and its Various Effects. In total, Vernon County has awarded $100,000 in grants this year to fund projects that support these efforts. The next round of grant applications is due September 1st. Vernon County nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local governments can apply for grant opportunities that align with the committee's values and mission. Projects can receive from $100 up to $25,000 based on project goals and objectives. For more information on the committee, resources to help fight the opioid epidemic, and for a link to apply for grant funding, visit vernoncounty.org. Click on the Departments tab and then Community Development. For questions related to the committee, settlement funds, or the grant application process, contact Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at 608-637-5396. Two people were injured in a UTV crash last weekend. Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash on County Highway N just east of Hustler's Ridge Drive Saturday night around 8:30. Responding units arrived on scene and found the driver, Dana Taylor, 33, of Richland Center, was partially pinned underneath the UTV. The driver was extricated and transported directly to UW Hospital for her injuries. The passenger, Michaela Baker, 18, of Richland Center, was transported to the Richland Hospital with minor injuries. Initial investigation of the crash showed that the UTV was heading westbound on County Highway N, negotiating a curve, and hit the edge of the road, causing the UTV to skid across the road and overturn onto the driver's side, partially pinning the driver underneath. The 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be held this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Here's Michael Hernan with more.
The Haiti Benefit Auction is hosted by Gospel to Haiti. Darwin Hostetler is a member of Gospel to Haiti.
We've been going for about 20 years, you know, or a little better than 20 years. My first trip to Haiti was in 1998, so it's a little while ago. But we operate a clinic in Haiti, and we see, you know, over 100 patients a day, where we have Haitian doctors, Haitian nurses, and also American staff that work there to see all these people and take care of them. It's been a bit challenging. You know, the country of Haiti is, they basically don't have a lot of government. It's gang controlled pretty much. It's been a pretty difficult time. A lot of Haiti is a very difficult place, you know, presently. We are located about, probably about 70 miles from Port-au-Prince, where most of the trouble is. That's where most of the gang stuff is. About 70 miles away, but it takes about, 4 to 5 hours to drive that. So we're really a distance, you know, and that way away from the trouble. But that's where the money goes. You know, our American staff is all volunteer staff. And so every week can say that the money that we raise this week, weekend of the auction here coming up, that money is... it all goes to Haiti. We don't pay personnel to take care of anything. It's all volunteer.
The event will have some festivities on Friday before the auction. You are invited to the annual fish fry.
It all kicks off on Friday evening with the fish fry. And we do have barbecue chicken as well, but it starts, we kick it off on Friday evening with our Mississippi farm-raised catfish feed, and it's by donation.
And the flower auction.
Lots of different flowers, and they come from all, you know, a lot of different greenhouses, you know, in the area here, that some of those greenhouses particularly put baskets together that they know that will be, you know, be auctioned here. And we've had very generous givers that way, make for a really nice flower auction that evening.
Saturday is the biggest day of the Haiti Benefit Auction Weekend.
9 o'clock on Saturday morning, that is when the auction starts again. And that usually runs till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's an all-day event, and there's lots of food. Again, bake sale is there, and we don't have a price tag on any of that, and I think it's all by donation.
There will be a lot of unique and rare things to bid on at the auction.
We have some very unique items, very good items there. I think pictured on the brochure, we have a lawnmower. We have a tractor that's been completely restored, an Alice Chalmers WD there. I think it's got a mower that comes with it. Yeah, and then there's just a lot of other good items, several hunting blinds that will be on the auction. We have one piece, fairly large piece, that we're really excited about. We have a group of individuals that went together and put a package together for a 30 by 40 building, like a 30 by 40 pole shed, or it's a garage, you know, essentially. It's a shop. It's a 30 by 40 is a pretty nice size. It's a stud wall, a stick-built building. The labor is provided, everything total, all that anyone needs is a cement pad that's prepared for this building. White Mound Construction is in charge of it, and they come in and build the building. The choice of color is yours. It's a really, really nice building.
The 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be this Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock a.m. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. We've hit the middle of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, but there are still many dairy breakfasts to enjoy. The Vernon County Dairy Breakfast will be held this Saturday at Getty Acres LLC on Wire Hollow Road in rural Viroqua. Enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, or steak.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held at 1 Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Donald L. Newbury, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, June 23rd from 11 to 2 at Victor Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70 of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6, and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th, at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Friday, June 21st is National Take Your Dog to Work Day, and while it may or may not be appropriate or wise to take your dog to work with you on this or any other day, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds you that there are 5 things that every dog, indeed every pet of all kinds, wants and deserves from its human companions. The 5 things that all pets need are guidance, stimulation, consistency, socialization, and attention to health. If you give all 5 of these things to your dog, chances are good that it won't even notice if you take it to work with you on Take Your Dog to Work Day. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. As clouds continue to hang over our heads today, it was technically the official first day of summer. The summer solstice occurred at 3:50 this afternoon, marking today the longest length of daylight, where we're getting a total of 15 hours and 37 minutes. I hope you enjoy every bit of it, because from here on out, the days slowly get shorter and shorter up until the winter solstice in December. And ufta, do we sure have a spring transitioning to summer weather pattern right now. In fact, we've got a warm front just stalled to the south of us. It's going to be slowly lifting north as we head into this weekend. This means for tonight, some spotty showers are definitely possible as we stay under cloudy skies and lows fall to the mid-60s. By tomorrow, that front lifts. High temperatures will smack the mid-80s, bringing in more muggy and humid conditions, too. It'll be cloudy with periods of heavy rain and a few thunderstorms, too. And in fact, some torrential downpours could soak us with amounts nearing an inch. After a damp and dreary day, we stay wet overnight, too, as lows stay warm at 70 degrees. Soaring back to the low 80s on Saturday, we continue to stay in a humid air mass with drenching showers and thunderstorms still. And in fact, on Saturday, the Storm Prediction Center has put us in a slight risk for these storms to turn strong to severe, packing the threats of high damaging winds and hail as well. After the cold front passes through Saturday night and into Sunday, we finally dry out to end our weekend with partly sunny skies, breezy and much more comfortable conditions Sunday with highs around 82. We continue the dry trend into Monday with mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will feel fantastic for summer into the mid-80s. But since the heat is cranked up, then the showers and thunderstorm chances return once again Monday night and into our Tuesday morning. Stay dry out there. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is raining and 69 degrees after a daytime high of 71 and a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1988 is 105 degrees with a record low of 37 set back in 1963. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 57. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.26. Our relative humidity is at 89%. And we have received 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rain since it started back up again at 5 o'clock. And so that combined with the 2 one-hundredths of an inch of rain that we received earlier today gives us a total of 6 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. There's Thursday night Home Talent League baseball action going on tonight, and in our featured broadcast, we will have Wisconsin Dells at Casanova. Pregame for that contest will be at 7:10, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, so that can be heard later on right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, as well as on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. Speaking of Phil Nee, Phil has more high school sports all-conference news for today.
The SWAL All-Conference softball selections have been recognized for the year. Cuba City won the league, going 12-2 under head coach Megan Rogeman, who was named the Coach of the Year. Quinn Schultz, the coach of Mineral Point, and Corey Grassel, the coach of Boscobel, saw their teams finish at 11-3. Fenimore went 9-5, Iowa Grant 7-7, Southwestern 3-11, Riverdale 2-12, and Darlington 1-13. First team all conference from Boscobel, three seniors, Greta Grassel, Aaron Knowles, and Cosette Wetter. From Cuba City, Peyton Guile, a junior, and Ella Vosberg, Cuba City sophomore Josie Cruiser, and junior Ayla Nolan round out the first team. From Fenimore, senior Jenna James, sophomore Kiana Fearer, and junior Wren Hippenbecker. From Iowa Grant, two seniors, Bentley Cutts and Lily Pettit. From Mineral Point, junior Liz Kaufman, sophomore Mandy Cabot, and Jaden Schultz. Also Ava Ingwell, a freshman. And Southwestern's Lauren Keller, a junior, rounds out the first team. Honorable mention SWAL softball players. From Darlington, Lila Norgard. Fenimore's Kylie Cole and Addison Meckley. Iowa Grant's Laken Holman, Elsie Linscheid, and Casey Lindner. Mineral Point's Eliza Ingwell. And from Riverdale, two honorable mentions, Macy McKay, a sophomore, and freshman, Jocelyn Adams. Southwestern's Alana Splinter and Haley Brandt round out the honorable mention. The player of the year was Greta Grassel, a recently graduated senior from the Boscobel Bulldogs. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Starter Freddie Peralta shut out the Los Angeles Angels for six innings. Then the bullpen kept the Angels off the scoreboard for three more in a 2-0 win last night. Trevor McGill earned his 15th save as the Brewers took the series and moved a season-high 14 games over the 500 mark. A double by Christian Yelich was the only extra base hit in the pitch-dominated contest. Yelich, who also stole a base in the eighth inning and allowed him to score an insurance run on a single by Willy Adames. The West Coast swing continues for the Brewers tonight as they will be in San Diego to take on the Padres with Bryce Wilson getting the start. The first pitch for that contest from San Diego will be at 8:40, and you'll be able to hear the game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 8:05. Wisconsin men's and women's hockey teams will be part of the Winter Classic to be played in Wrigley Field. The Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes will be two of the teams playing on a field built on a turf where the Chicago Cubs play their home games. The Big Ten Conference hasn't announced details yet. The women's team from Wisconsin and Ohio State have met in the national championship game, ending the last two seasons, with each winning once. The games are expected to be held in January, but that has not been confirmed. And an off-season list of the top NFL quarterbacks doesn't give Jordan Love a lot of love. The analysts at the draft scout established levels like elite, playoff quarterbacks and young guns. Of course, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes was at the top. Buffalo's Josh Allen and Cincinnati's Joe Burrow were elite. Six players were named as playoff quarterbacks, but Love wasn't included. The draft scout ranked him 11th and at the top of the list of the young guns. The Webb article acknowledges his performance down the stretch last year and said a repeat would mean he moves up. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Join the Hillsboro Lions Club this Sunday for the 43rd annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast at Hillsboro Fireman's Park. From 7 to 12:30, savor a delicious breakfast with pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, fruit, cheese, and beverages. Enjoy live entertainment by Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza and the Little German Band. Explore displays, dairy product evaluations, and a fun petting zoo for the kids. It's all happening this Sunday at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Don't miss out on the fun and festivities.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn were higher Thursday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were up. They had some help from bean meal while watching planting and development weather. Conditions are mostly good for the tail end of planting, but there could be some early crop stress. July beans were up 12 and a quarter at 1189 and a half. August was 11 and a half higher at 1178 and a quarter. August bean meal was up $8.10 at $3.68.30. August soybean oil was 7 points higher at $43.86. Corn was up. Parts of the Corn Belt will see hotter, drier conditions, possibly into the end of the month. That should allow planting to wrap up quickly, but it might impact development. July corn was 4 1/4 higher at $4.58.5, and September was up 6 3/4 at $4.63.5. And wheat was mixed. Winter wheat harvest conditions generally look favorable with good early hard red winter yield results in some areas. The trade's also monitoring the ongoing drought in parts of Russia and Ukraine. July Chicago on Thursday was up 3 at 6:20. July Kansas City was down a half at 6.36 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was 1 1/4 lower at 6.67. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle were higher and feeders finished mixed, watching direct cash cattle business start to develop. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment, but also box beef was mixed at midday. August live was up $1.17 at $179.50. October was 65 higher at $181.70. August feeders were down a dime at $257.47. September feeders were 17 lower at $258.30. And hogs were lower, pressured by profit-taking along with the cash and wholesale business during the session. July lean was down 92 cents at $92.77. The August hog contract was $1.35 lower at $88.60. Megan Grebner will have your full look at the cash livestock markets heading into the week after this brief break.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? So it's always a good place to start, and I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids did finally surface at $197 live in Nebraska. Asking prices were around $189 live in the South, but still haven't been established in the North. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the very last minute, especially with those cattle on feed numbers out Friday afternoon. Box beef end of the day higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 217 at 322.87. Select closed at $1.14 higher at 304.40. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs end of the day mixed with a moderate negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 30 cents with a weighted average of 87.21. The Western Corn Belt was 86 cents lower with a weighted average of 86.74. Pork values closed modestly higher, up 18 cents at 97.74. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 10,000 on the week and up about 19,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Dry conditions are worsening in parts of Missouri, and a seed advisor with Bex says it's time to irrigate the corn.
We are ready for that drink for our corn.
Clarissa Cawthorn tells Brownfield adequate subsoil moisture is needed to help grow a good corn crop. More news is next.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI mixed flow dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Pigs healthy has been a challenge for some pork producers this spring. Wanda Patchy farms in southern Minnesota and tells Brownfield it's a hog-dense area.
And our issue with disease is PRRS and also PED. And I know there's been a number of farms that have been affected. Ours was too with PRRS. Of course, we don't have sows on our farm. We just have the finishing hogs, but they still become sick.
Bayer soybean business lead says the company's next generation of soybeans will help farmers in the fight against resistant weeds. Casey Perry tells Brownfield the target launch for the HT4 soybeans is 2027.
So HT4 actually brings five unique herbicide tolerant traits, which is glyphosate, glufosinate, and dicamba, but then brings two more in 2,4-D and mesotrione, which is an HPPD inhibitor.
And H5N1 influenza A has been confirmed in a commercial turkey flock in Sac County, Iowa. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield. An update on the Port of Baltimore. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Shipping channels have fully reopened at the Port of Baltimore following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this year. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an ag transportation specialist discusses what this reopening means for agriculture and the ag economy. More coming up on Brownfield.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says while the Port of Baltimore is not significant for the movement of soybeans and grain, it's an important resource for the broader economy.
For the soybean industry and for agriculture, the Port of Baltimore pales in comparison to like the lower Mississippi River or the Pacific Northwest. A number of these, places like the Norfolk area of Virginia. A modest amount of exports occur via shipping containers out of Baltimore. So obviously the closure of the Port of Baltimore was very impactful for those particular exporters. But it's, when you look at in total terms of tonnage, it doesn't compare to what we send out of some of these other port regions. It however, did have an impact on farm machinery and other automotive imports and exports. So it's something that obviously had an impact on the soybean industry, but not as much as some of these other export regions.
Steenhook says that export corridor had been closed since March.
It was pretty recent ago, March 26th, when the container ship Dolly struck the bridge support at the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, which collapsed the bridge and obviously had a loss of life that resulted from that, which was very tragic. But then even beyond that, there was a real negative economic impact on the greater region. And so fortunately, due to the hard work of a lot of people from both at the federal government and also state and other various stakeholders, the port is back open fully. The shipping channel has been fully restored, which is a pretty significant task with all of the bridge debris that had fallen into the channel to be able to, extract that, remove it. It's a very delicate, challenging task to be able to do that. And so, we need to make sure we commend those who are responsible for it.
Ann Steenhook says the issue has helped highlight the need for adequate port resiliency. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News.
Ever go to all the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it be lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. You'll find popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo Clayson, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Looking for specialty items? Check out General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and B-Rubs you won't find everywhere. You'll even find local sauces. Check out a new flavor and ramp up your next cookout.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
South. There's an angel sitting on the front porch, swinging a cotton gown, waiting on me to get home. Hallelujah, I can see the shimmer of the porch light glow. Hallelujah, I can see a shadow in the soft halo.
just this side of heaven. I was a lonely soul till I found my salvation in the woman I hold. I swear her love is spiritual, nothing short of a miracle.
Was Hal Ketchum singing about just the side of heaven on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede, hoping you're having a great Thursday night. Right now, it's rainy outside. It's not as heavy as it was earlier, but it's still coming down a little bit. And our temperature is 69 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge at 547. And remember, we have Hometown League Baseball coming up tonight. That'll be Wisconsin Dells at Casanova with the pregame starting at around 7:10, and Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Just want to let you know that the RC Lions monthly car cruise and burgers is being held tonight, and it's going on from now until 8 o'clock at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Also, Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham will host God's Marvelous Creation Vacation Bible School, and that goes through Friday, June 21st from 6:30 to 8 each night. The program is for all children ages 5 through 5th grade. Younger children are invited to attend with adult supervision, and older children are invited to be helpers. All families are invited to attend Family Night, and that'll be tomorrow night from 6:30 until 8. And then be listening. Coming up next hour, I will be giving away a ticket for the 43rd annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. And that'll be held on Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. And it'll have entertainment by the Little German Band and Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza. And there will also be egg awareness events, activities, I should say, at the event, and crafts and flea markets and a farmer's market. So that's a $10 value. So I'll be giving that away during the 6 o'clock hour. So I'll be listening, and I'll let you know which caller you have to be. And if you are the lucky caller, you will win a ticket to attend that big event coming up this Sunday.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open: public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift houseperson. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for hometown baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Bourbon. say you're sorry, but you still can. She can't buy my place again. Crying about you, man. You should love her twice as much. I tried to remember you're a friend, but it's getting a little rough. She's just tired of being Cinderella.
Trying to figure out who I am and what I'm all about. And the toughest thing I've ever tried to find is why it seems so hard to just be satisfied. Rock and roll stars want to be in the movies. Movie stars always want to sing songs. Teenage girls want to be 27. 40-year-olds wonder where the years have gone. So much time wasted in the wanting. Life goes by too fast. Why does everybody want something that they can't have? Elvis died, an unhappy man. Look at everything that he had.